I got to address Proposition 19 once again.
You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. I am yours truly, Andres Segovia, associate broker in Orange County and Los Angeles. I got to talk about Proposition 19. I've already done an episode about Proposition 19. Just about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now. And I actually did an update to that just a little bit when I was covering the propositions with my proposition guide. But oh my goodness, the misinformation war is out there in full force. I got to tell you, I almost changed my vote because even I was confused by it. I'm like, wait, what? My chapter, my local association also supports Proposition 19? I'm opposed to it, but wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong here. No, I did more digging and I was right. So I feel I gotta elaborate. I'm gonna be covering territory I did not address in the previous two discussions about Proposition 19. Not because I didn't wanna address it, but because I thought it was gonna be just overloading with too much detail. Now I realize that I have to touch on that. And that's with respect to what is called the tax reassessment portability or lack thereof. And that's what Proposition 19 kind of touches on. Just a moment. They don't sponsor the program, but they sure as hell power me up. All right, so before we dive into this, I have to open up my website, which is www.theandressegovia.com. And if you go to my website, you'll be able to find my episode on Proposition 19, which like, oh, would you look at that? There's more episodes here than you probably get to your podcast catchers. And that's on purpose, folks, because you are a member of Off the Record. You'll be able to see episodes such as The Critic Corner, which is the newsreel there. The book corner, which is my book club, or the reading corner, that is, the soundtrack corner. What? There's more episodes here, Off the Record itself, and the tech corner. Yes, you are missing out on a lot. And you're welcome to join. It's free to you. There's no ads here or anything of the sort. Not profiting off this, so don't even think about that. It's just a way for me to protect my intellectual property. So just give you an FYI. Go find out how much more of the show you are missing out on. And the Off the Record, which is expanded commentary on anything and everything that interests me. Anyway, Proposition 19. It's literally a tax hike, folks. But the confusion arises with the whole idea that has been discussed, and you've probably seen this on your screen now, it's being discussed about this tax portability. What does it mean? A lot of the real estate associations that support this, some of them that I am a part of, but I don't donate to the political action committee because I saw where some of the money was going. And when I saw that they weren't fighting for my rights, I wasn't up to date as to what they were doing. So I recently found out, don't know how I really missed their big announcement, that they were all in for Proposition 19. And there's a lot of misgivings about it. There are things that sound great, but hey, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So the idea where Proposition 19 is twofold. So if you're a senior citizen, disabled, or recently affected by wildfires, you'll be able to carry your tax-assessed price of when you acquired your property to a new property. And you could do up to 3 times in your lifetime. What does that exactly mean? This is why I avoided this part of it because it's convoluted and confusing for a lot of folks. So what that means is when you buy a property, is it today, last year, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, you are taxed based on when you purchased the property. Duh, right? Because you purchased it then. It's not reassessed every time. It's only reassessed during a sale. When that transaction happened, whatever that was, that's the tax that you're still paying until you refinance or you have some kind of a sale. Now you have a reassessment. So that means because you're handling a monetary transaction at this point in time, now the Office of the Tax Assessor will assess your property taxes on the current market value, not when you purchased it way back when. So most people that don't intend on moving and are comfortable in their home and they've been there for a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, some as many as 5 decades, they still pay that tax from when they purchased the property. And it sounds attractive to be able to carry that tax, a very cheap tax, I might add, compared to today, to a new property. I mean, who wouldn't want that? That's what Proposition 19 sounds like it's offering to senior citizens, disabled, and those that have lost their property or fire, wildfire victims. That isn't the case. So we're going to need a little bit of history. This is from my episode that I updated with more detail than you can get on your podcast catchers. But Proposition 19 is actually a tax increase. In 1986, Proposition 58 was voted by 76% of the voting population in California. Overwhelmingly positive. What was it? It gave the ability for a parent to transfer the property to their child. Well, yeah, it's, let's say it was me and I'm passing it on to my kids. That's not a sale. I'm not selling it to my son or my daughter. I'm giving it to them. So there's no reassessment in taxes. I can do that right now. So if you own a property, you can do that. And what that means is, because I'm just giving it within the family, the tax is not reassessed because it's whatever I purchased it way back when. So there's no reassessment there. In 1996, Proposition 193 was passed to include grandchildren. So if I, as a grandparent, transfer my house, not selling, transfer my house over to my grandchild, there is no tax reassessment. So naturally, the state is upset about that because they want the tax. They want the money. They always do. It's our money, but they want it. Proposition 19, what they're proposing is removing these two. How does that make sense, folks? It doesn't. Proposition 19 will require property transfer within families to be reassessed to market value as of the date of the transfer, resulting in a huge property tax increase, especially if they bought it, again, way back when, because it's being reassessed now. And the idea that, well, I can buy a property now and carry over my tax reassessment, that's nothing new. It exists right now. You can do that. But there's a caveat to that too. You do have the ability to do that, but it has to be within the same county or a neighboring county that's participating in it. So Proposition 19 sounds like it's going to come in and fix it. Oh, you can only transfer your current tax tax bill, if you will. You can transfer your current tax assessment bill to a new property only within the county or within the county that participates in this, where they allow that, or the transfer. But Proposition 19 will allow you to do it in the whole state. So yay, wherever you want to go in the state is free game for you now. No problem. And right now you can only do it once, but with Proposition 19, you could do it three times. Yay, that sounds fantastic. Except what Proposition 19 isn't saying. At least those that support it don't spell this out. You're still paying
an upward adjustment
because, okay, here's how the tax transfer currently works. I already mentioned that you can do it within the county or within counties that allow for that exchange of transfer of the property. But the properties that are being exchanged have to be of equal or lesser value. With Proposition 19, they're saying now you can transfer that and buy a house that's worth even more. Well, duh, because property is more expensive nowadays than they were back then. If you bought a house for $100,000 on year X, good luck finding a house for $300,000 this year. You're probably not going to find it, especially in an area that you want. So it's like, okay, now you can go anywhere in the state where you can try to find that price that you want, and you can carry your tax over.
But the upward adjustment and the elimination of the provisions provided by Proposition 58 and 193 going away translate to a tax increase.
Because the reassessed taxes are supposed to go to a new bureaucracy of fire prevention and safety. Yes, there it is. That's where they want to collect more money from. So while it sounds attractive, it's misleading in that sense. A lot of the realtor associations that are backing this up either are fully aware of this or are completely ignorant of it. A part of me believes they very well know this and don't care, because now they have an ability to convince the property owner, the senior citizens, the disabled, and those that have lost their property. Now they have a client to be able to go get another property or sell that property. In other words, more inventory. We already have a housing crisis. Housing affordability issue crisis, and now with all this that's gone on in year 2020. So the Realtors Association has the Realtors have very little to grasp at in what's available out there, and a lot of agents that are hurting, and some of them, they're probably not going to return to do this type of business anymore because they couldn't afford or couldn't survive the lockdown stuff. And now it's like, it's basically with Proposition 19, they're trying to secure business in a way. That's the way I see it. I'm not saying that's exactly how it is. I'm just telling you that's the way I absolutely see it, and I'm calling it out for what it is. Because it's the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, who are, it's their interest to tell you about the tax increases, tax decreases, tax cuts, all that stuff. They're always looking after your tax dollars. If they're against this too, because of this whole portability thing, the huge increase in taxes on families takes away from not just the constitutional right that they already have, the state constitution right, but it's too costly for families. They're gonna burden them off the bat and require families to take action sooner rather than later. So I feel like it's strong arming property owners that have been longtime property owners into taking action now. And they weren't even thinking about it, but now they're gonna be forced to. So that's the way I'm seeing it from that angle. I feel that the associations that are either ignoring this or willingly know this and not informing our clients, our community, are doing so knowingly so they can secure more business. I hate to think that, that's exactly how I feel. And I, as an associate broker, servicing Orange County, Los Angeles, am calling it out for what it is, and I'm looking after you. I've been doing that all year. So I'm making myself a target to my own peers here, but I'm doing this in your service to inform you. Vote no on Proposition 19. It's gonna hurt you. It's a scam. It's a lie. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. And in this case, it's not true. You can already transfer the property. You're gonna lose all the rights. And look, let me just put it this way. Let me speak to those of you who are the target of supposedly benefiting from Proposition 19, if it passes. Folks, was it you? Or was it your parents that voted for Proposition 58 in 1986, that voted for Proposition 193 in 1996 in overwhelming numbers? And now that you stand to benefit from it, or your own children to benefit from it, you're gonna have those rights taken away from you before you can even use them? Something to think about, because that's exactly what's at stake. Vote no on Proposition 19, vote no on Proposition 15, and ultimately vote no on Proposition 21. You got questions? Go ahead and ask me. I've been getting questions a lot about this one. I hope this kind of gives you more information as to the whole portability thing, because that's the one I tried to avoid explaining, but I feel like I had to this time. And I'm gonna be leaving links to the previous discussions I've had about Proposition 19 in the video description down below for those of you watching on YouTube. For those of you viewing this or listening to this at www.theandersegovia.com, the show notes will have everything you need to look at. So by all means, vote no on Proposition 19. If there's nothing else you remember from what I say, no on 15, 19, and 21. Thank you so much for listening and watching this latest episode of The Andrew Segovia Show. Like, share this episode with everybody you know, and subscribe so you don't miss out and any podcast directory of your choosing, and obviously stay up to date on YouTube. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on an update about this. If you have already missed it, or maybe haven't put it up yet, depending on when this video goes up, I have a proposition guide that I'm finalizing. It should be up. If you don't find it here, wherever you see it in the socials, it's definitely going to be on my website. So keep an eye out for that. And before the election, I will be doing local endorsements. So also keep an ear and eye out for that, because we need to vote in the right people, re-elect the right people in the office, especially in California, where we've had a lot of our leaders fail us. So anyway, that's it for this episode of The Andrew Segovia Show. Thank you so much for watching this one, and I'll see you on the next one.